RA. And now, back to Small Business Heroes, brought to you by TELUS on News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.
You're back in the studio. It's James Maduke speaking. It's 7:48, Small Business Hero Show. And this particular segment is brought to you by Scott Rankin, Gordon Gardner, Chartered Accountants. Take the time, if you need to find out about accounting software solutions, take the time to visit www.srgg.com. They'll take great care of you. So that's SRGG Solutions, Scott Rankin, Gordon Gardner. And thank you for sponsoring this particular segment. And what we're going to be doing now is we've actually got Tammy Geisler, who's a senior product manager for ASP Solutions, on the phone in Calgary. And she's with TELUS, our main title sponsor. And we're going to be talking to Tammy about automating your business on the website. So welcome to the show, Tammy.
Hi, James.
Now, I got to ask a question. We got to make sure everyone knows what an ASP solution is to start off with.
Absolutely. So ASP stands for an application service provider. And what that means is we provide basically applications on demand for our customers, where we have packaged together solutions. So we've taken all the hardware, the network components, and all the software components, your monitoring of the software to make sure it's always up and running, and, of course, the help desk services around that. And we provide that to small business customers on a kind of a pay-as-you-go model. So you pay for what you need on a monthly basis.
Okay, so can you give me a general example of something that people might use, or an application that they might use like that?
Sure. Email is a really good example. Like a Microsoft Exchange solution or a basic email solution where you basically come to TELUS and for a per monthly fee, or any application service provider for a per monthly fee, we will give you the ability to use that email platform.
And then they don't have to worry about it.
Exactly, and you don't have to go out and buy your own hardware and negotiate your own licenses and figure out how you're going to set all this up and hire the people to manage the application. TELUS takes care of all that.
Now, do most people do it for cost saving, or is it really resources? What's been your experience with that?
A little bit of both, actually. Cost savings is, of course, huge, because for a lot of the small business customers out there, they don't necessarily have the resources or can justify setting up an infrastructure in-house. So you don't necessarily need a whole brand new server and whatever licenses, software licenses, were to go with that. And you don't necessarily have the staff to staff it 7 days a week, 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit of a combination of both of those things.
Okay, so if a small business is out there listening, we've got someone who's owning a small business. Is there sort of a line where they go, wait a second, I'm spending too much time and too much money inside, I should have TELUS take care of it? Where's the line that people should start to look at using TELUS?
It's funny you ask that. We actually have customers today that are as small as maybe one or two people and as large as up to maybe 500 people. So it really depends on that business. I mean, we, especially at the small end, if you only need one or two applications for maybe a 12-month period, that's really when we can come in and help justify looking at a solution like this from TELUS.
Okay, now you mentioned email. What are some other applications that a small business might want to look at automating or using as a web-based?
So things like tracking your sales opportunities or managing your expense process. So how are you managing your employee out-of-pocket expenses, and how are you making sure they get reimbursed? Things like tracking your projects, tracking the resources that you might have assigned to those projects if you're a services company, or maybe even doing things like automating your call center if you happen to have a call center.
Okay. And what about, you've rattled off a couple applications. What about if there's one that's not listed there? Do you guys do that as well? Does TELUS do that as well?
Absolutely. So we really need to sit down with a business and understand their specific needs, because obviously what TELUS may have may not necessarily align out of the box with what the customer's looking for. So we absolutely do the customization of the application that the business requires if we don't have one out of the box to meet their requirements.
Yeah. Now, do you have any data on how people are getting a return on investment on doing this?
Absolutely. And it's, in our customer base alone, I've seen return on investment anywhere between 30% up to as high as 2,000%.
And 2,000%.
Yeah, it gets pretty compelling when you start looking at some of your costs of doing things manually versus now doing it over the web using an automated solution. So it really depends on a number of things. I guess it depends on the breadth of solution and how much you really are automating at once. And return on investment has happened as soon as a month, and in some cases it might take longer, up to a year.
Okay, now you mentioned breadth of solution, and I think that's probably a key point for people. You mentioned stuff like tracking projects and expenses. How complex, like if someone's using Microsoft Project, for example, which is a very, very detailed program, how detailed can these applications be online?
To the same degree of detail, it really depends. A lot of our applications may interface with something that you're already using. The project tool that we have actually just somewhat complements Microsoft Project, in that all of a sudden you can manage groups of project teams that may not all be centralized in one location.
Okay, so when you're looking at this, one of the things that happens, people say, well, I don't want to, it's a web-based one, it's a stripped-down one. That's not the case.
No, absolutely not. Well, it can be as stripped down as a customer needs it to be. For many of our applications, we sell different modules depending on the level of complexity or functionality or what they really need the application to do to meet their automating business process.
Okay, so now how can TELUS help you with that? You know, I see the TELUS ads, and I know they have cell phones, but this whole application service provider program, what's the process that happens if someone says, yes, I'm really interested in putting some of my applications, I'm looking for those 2,000% return on my investment. How do they get started and what happens?
Well, really, we just need to sit down with the customer and understand where they want to start. So a lot of customers that say, yes, I want to start today, we really need to drill that down to one level further and understand, well, what part of your business do you want to start with? Because typically it's good to start a little bit smaller and then add different applications, different pieces of functionality as you kind of realize some of the return on investment. So the first thing we typically do is sit down with a business and understand, well, where do you want to start and which application do you think is going to get you the highest return on investment based on how you're doing business today? So we'll sit down and help a customer go through a little bit of a predictive ROI analysis to say, well, what do we think your return on investment would be from introducing these various applications?
Go ahead.
Then we sit down and we say, okay, from that point, we really need to understand how you want this set up for your business. So obviously our applications, there are some that come out of the box. There are some that might have minor configurations right up to fully customized. So really drilling down on a customer's business requirements from that point.
And who do you usually talk to in the business? Is it the business owner or is it a technical person or is it a group of people?
We usually go in with the business owner because this really has to be a decision when you're talking about outsourcing certain business process. You really need to talk to the business owner. Typically, though, when we actually get to implementing a solution, we kind of have a cross-functional team from potentially the business owner or potentially not, and maybe some technical resources, maybe some sales resources if we're looking at introducing a Salesforce automation solution, and maybe even some financial resources if we're looking at how we could potentially automate their expense management process.
Okay. And one of the things you also mentioned when you're talking about doing an assessment of their needs, what about if they don't really know? Is TELUS able to do a consulting role and help them through that process as well?
Absolutely. We have a methodology that we follow around that, which basically, based on our experience, outlines and can help provide some guidance or recommendations to customers who may not know where to start.
Okay. Now, one of the questions that I often hear asked is, I'm outsourcing something, and is it secure? Or how am I sure that it is?
Absolutely. And we have actually numerous security mechanisms in place, and you especially need to make sure of that when you're delivering applications over the internet. So first of all, with our applications, only the users that actually have a user ID and password are going to be able to access the specific application. So that's very much the first thing. So obviously that user ID and password is unique to each individual. The second thing I would say is all our applications use a minimum of 128-bit encryption, and I know that gets a little bit technical, but that basically just means that everything traveling over the internet is encrypted, so no one will be able to kind of read it or see it if they're kind of if looking for something.
Now, that's the same level of security for online banking, as an example.
Correct, exactly. And finally, it's where the actual servers are located. So we have our servers in a data center where only the people who one of the things we deploy in the data center is biometric scanning. So you need to actually make sure that your thumbprint is aligned before you're going to have access to the actual
servers. We're talking James Bond level security here.
James Bond level security. And that's more of a physical security, but obviously then there's proactive mechanisms in place where we have monitoring of our environment, our network environment, and our data center environment to make sure that we're looking for unauthorized users or potential hackers who may be trying to disguise themselves. So there's obviously a lot of proactive things going on in the background as well.
Okay, so where do people go to find out about the application service provider aspect to TELUS?
You can visit our website at www.telus.com.
Great. Thank you very much. We've been talking to Tammy Geisler, who is a senior product manager from ASP Solutions at TELUS. Thank you very much, Tammy.
Thanks, James.
Okay, you're listening to Small Business Heroes. That's the show for this week. I want to thank you again. Please take the time to visit www.jamesmaduk, and the last name's M-A-D-U-K. For past shows, you can click on the Small Biz Radio link. Again, part of business at night, Small Business Heroes. You're listening to News Talk Radio 580 CFRA. We'll see you next week.